My children desperately want a dog. I don't know why. I can't understand it. I have zero interest in getting a dog. And I've told them time and time again that they can get a dog when they move out of my house and are independent. But what is it about the dog that so many people want? You don't hear that about other animals. And the Torah itself makes a point to tell us that the dog matters. And in our very parasha, we're told that if a person has a treifa, you give it to the dog. Lakelev tashlichu noso. You can't eat it, but you give it to the dog. Now, interestingly, the Das Kanim has a fabulous, fabulous explanation where he says that actually we should just know that the dog that we're talking about is the shepherd's dog that failed to save the sheep that was attacked, and you give that animal to it. What in the world is going on here? Why is that what we're talking about? So I want to share with you a beautiful idea by Rabbi Shalom Rasner. Rabbi Rasner says that if you look at it, the Gemara in Sota, it tells us that, you know what? The Torah starts with chesed and it ends with chesed. It starts with chesed. God gives clothing to Adam and Chava. And it ends with chesed. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was buried by God. Bechvodo v'atzmo. That's the nature of the Torah. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that the message that we have to take from this is that we have to emulate God. And we have to do chesed. It's true. But I want to add a layer to that that Rabbi Rasner shares that I think is very profound. See, often when we think about doing chesed, what do we think about? We think about there are so many kind things that we can do. But we don't think about this Gemara on the deeper level. On the deeper level, what the Gemara is telling us is, what was the very first chesed? The very first chesed was that God clothed Adam and Chava after what? After their sin. After they ate from the tree, God nonetheless says, I'm going to take care of you. Why is that so important? It's so important because God says, I care about you. It's not chesed for someone who deserves it, but it's chesed for someone specifically who doesn't deserve it. We reach out to that person and we say, despite the fact that you messed up, we still take care of you and we still care about you. Perhaps that's the message with the dog also. The Das Kanim is saying that we give to the dog that messed up because the dog in general is a animal that is loyal. And so we have Hakaras HaTov for its loyalty and we say, okay, in general, you do the right thing. You had a rough day. You messed up. But I still care about you and you still matter. That says by Rasner, is what we're doing with the dog. God says, I recognize that there's something powerfully loyal about you. But even loyal people have bad days. You still matter. I still care. And we celebrate not only Hakaras HaTov, but we also celebrate the fact that the relationship is still there. Have a good day.